And it's a big static g'day to Charles and Sarah from Flower Truck. Welcome in.
Hi, thanks. How you doing?
Hey, Berko.
All Grown Up album launch this weekend. Exactly. It's like the Flower Truck prom has finally happened, right?
Throughout.
Yeah, you know. Coming of age.
Feeling accomplished?
Yeah, I am. It's been a wild, wild ride.
It's great to see the Flower Truck record out. Is that something you're thinking that far ahead about when you form a band, or when you cast your minds back to the heady days of 2014 where you just scrounging to play one gig per time?
Not at all. I think I was just stoked to be in a band and be doing something I'd never done before and playing gigs.
Yeah. It's always been something that I've wanted to do really. I've had big ideals about big, like, plateauing, like, ideas. You know, it's going to be the best album ever and it's going to be this, you know, huge. It's been a huge lump in my head for a very long time, this album, and it's such a relief to have it out.
Was being in a band almost something that the pair of you did as the next step after you moved to Sydney? Because, Charles, you're from Coffs Harbour. Sarah, you're from Newcastle. I don't know.
Done your research.
Where are the other guys from?
Hamish is from Wollongong. Will is from Perth, I think.
He's Albany, from, yeah, technically.
Yeah, so you're all a bunch of transplants.
That's right. Yeah. The new soil here is very nice.
Through a series of strange circumstances, we all met in Sydney.
It's really funny when I go to Melbourne and I go, I love Melbourne, and then I go, I couldn't move here because I can't remember any of these streets or where I am, or, like, I, you know, there's no way I can move out of Sydney now, because it's just, I've gotten so good at Sydney, you know?
Yeah.
I can figure everything out.
But was it sort of a, you know, like a life step, getting to know the city and establishing yourselves in forming Flower Truck?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean,
this is the first band I ever sung in, you know? I was playing, since I was 14, I was playing bass in my best friend's band from Coffs Harbour, and we were the biggest art rock band in Coffs Harbour. It was like every night was.
What was the second biggest art rock band from Coffs Harbour?
No, we were the only one.
Right. The only one.
Yes, it was like we won all the trophies because there was no one else competing. So,
and that band was the first gig I went to in Sydney.
Yeah.
Ever to see Charles's best friend's band. Charles played bass.
The Caraways.
And I met Charles and Hamish at the same time, and I kept getting them confused because they seemed so similar. At a first meeting, at a bar, I don't know.
Yeah, they were the heady World Bar days as well.
So they were the World. This is a World Bar. Look, I'm just going to be honest. Let's be honest. This is at World Bar in 2013.
And now after spending 4 years with them in a band, Sarah, who's your favourite?
Yeah, that's me, Berko.
Because you've also played a lot in that time as well with Flower Truck. There's plenty of shows under your belt. Yeah. So when you thought about making the album, did you approach a lot of it in terms of how tight you become as a live band? Because some of the songs on the record, like You Is the Saddest Word and Falling Asleep, are super punchy.
Mm. I mean, that's sort of one of the things about Flower Truck that isn't always apparent to people who aren't musicians, is that, like, a lot of us aren't very, I don't know how to say this without sounding self-deprecative, but not many of us are that good at our instruments. Like, me, Hamish and Will are essentially, we're a mind of a matter people, so we've sort of gotten very tight by furiously kind of honing these techniques that aren't technically correct, you know, like very, like a lot. So we've got like a very muscle in all the wrong spots, you know.
Have you had some nerds criticize you after gigs that you're doing it all wrong?
Yeah, it's my life, you know, essentially being criticized by AIM nerds if they're listening.
But if there's any AIM nerds listening, we're talking directly to you. Yeah.
After school for sure.
Be careful what you say. It hurts Charles' feelings.
But it feels like you knew what you were doing with songs like that. I mean, they're pretty tight.
I think it's like we all have a very strong gut, I think, a guttural bacterial system that we just follow. You know, that's kind of how we've always worked. I'm not even sure it's musical, you know. It's more like an emotional thing or something, but yeah.
Yeah, they're all very collaborative. Hmm. You know, I think we've become tighter musicians through practicing together for so many years. Those songs, you know, they were written in our practice studio on the spot, basically. Well, not, you know, apart from obviously you writing the lyrics.
But it's very much like a flash in the pan thing, you know, like there's not a lot of labouring over. We trust each other a lot, I guess, to sort of, everyone's in charge of their own roles and we trust each other to sort of perfect those, and no one's going like, that synth part, man, it's just gotta be more this, man. Like, everyone sort of goes like, no, Sarah's got it. We trust Sarah.
Yeah, it feels like the synths are repped a lot better on the album than maybe they were on the EP as well. Yeah. Sarah, a song like Rain.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, almost like this sub-gothic anthem.
Oh, thank you. Very opening to Twin Peaks, perhaps. Oh. But I don't know. It's that I don't think that was intentional with how there's so much keyboard on the album that wasn't.
It's really strong. Like, when you listen to the record, I don't think a lot of other albums sound like that.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy with it. You know, I think we never planned it that way.
Well, I think it was like because that's one of the things. Hard. Like, it's like having a baby. Like, you kind of look at it and you go, "Oh, what the hell?" You know, what are these things? Like, I never thought that was what it would look like. But
did you also learn when you after you've made a record, no matter how much thinking you expect it to turn out, like it's just going to turn out the way it turns out. Exactly. You can't control some things. Yep.
That's sort of the Flower Truck way of thinking, I guess. Is that like you know, try as hard as you can, but there's like so many variables that just change on you, and it's so amazing to watch things like a song like Rain. Like, it was, I think it's as a result of going into the studio, one of the things that ended up happening was the, like, me and Hamish, when we play guitar, we aren't huge like pedal nerds or anything like that. We like the, like, a bit of chorus, a bit of delay, a bit of overdrive maybe, but nothing too crazy. But with keyboard, there was just the range there to take that a lot higher. So it's that sort of way.
Yeah, definitely to take it higher than what we do live. I'm the same in that regard as the guys. I'm not a gearhead. Mm. You know, I always just have this keyboard, and I've always used like the same tone. I focus more on the writing of the melodies, I guess, than the sound, the tones.
But you can get bogged up in that.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of a blessing that none of us are gearheads, because it has really allowed us to, you know, really like hone down on what we're actually writing.
Yeah.
So it becomes this kind of Tetris square.
There's a great breather in the middle of this Flower Truck record as well, which is All My Girlfriends Are Zeppelins, which is the Boy-Girl Harmonies.
Boy-Girl Harmonies.
Which is one of my favorites. Nice touch.
Now, that song's been kicking around for ages because there's a demo on the internet from 2014.
Demo on the internet. It's one of the first songs I'd ever recorded with anything ever. And it's also probably the first song I ever wrote, that one.
I remember listening to that on the bus on my way to my first Flower Truck practice ever, listening to it and going...
That was your Baptism by Fire song, was it?
Yeah, I remember listening to it and be like, okay, so I'm going to go to this. These are people I met when I was drunk.
Who are these people?
Who are these dudes? Are I've never even met this drummer.
Yeah, it's like... animal.
The version on the album is a lot less hissy than the original version as well.
I miss the hisses, you know? It was an old like tape deck or something we used for that.
There's always time to go into your lo-fi phase later on when you're scratching.
I'm looking forward to my aerial pink dedication to Bobby Jamison and just going very lo-fi for the next one.
The other thing that it's been interesting to watch Flower Truck jump ahead with is all the side projects. And I'm glad the two of you are here, because you're the ones that are most responsible for time outside of the band. Was the album taking so long that you just thought you had to do something else to bide your time?
Oh, I think I've got a pretty bad FOMO problem, you know, like I'm blessed to be surrounded by a lot of people who I think are making some really good music, and doubly blessed that they'd let me play in their side projects and stuff.
Because Charles, you've got Greenwave Beth, and Sarah, you've got Sunscreen. So how's the scheduling for Flower Truck going to be in 2018? Have you had a few near misses?
Oh, yeah. I had a near miss. I had a really...
Charles straight away looked at you.
It wasn't even a near miss. It was a miss. I shouldn't say.
No, it's the funniest story.
I screwed it up. A double booked us. So what do I do? I play both of them. I got off stage at Sunscreen at the Union, jumped in an Uber, took me all the way to Oxford Street, got out of the Uber and ran, walked into the most drunken show I've ever been to.
Brighten Up Second Birthday.
Flower Truck plays like Brighten Up Our Second Birthday in 2017, and we're on at midnight. Walk in, it's like the zombie apocalypse. Everyone's going,
but you made it like a pro?
She did.
I made it. Yeah. And it felt great.
Yeah, it did.
It felt great. Yeah.
Right. So that's going to be the closing scene in the Flower Truck biopic, right?
Yeah, when it comes out. That's right.
Or maybe there'll be better scenes on Saturday night at the Lansdowne.
That's right. Who knows?
Have you cleared your calendars, the pair of you? Nothing else going on Saturday night?
I should check with the other four bands.
Check with your four bands, Charles.
Yeah, and then go from there.
But see, Charles has got four. Okay.
The thing is, like the difference between you and me is that when that happens to you, you go, I can't believe I've done that. And you go, oh, my God, and you do it. But I go, oh, I've done this again. Like, it's like, okay. Like, so, you know, there's no big group announcement. They go, why are you late, Charles? Go, oh, I just played it. Like, yeah.
You don't learn from your mistakes is what you're saying.
No, that's sort of, I like that about me, you know?
You're capable of a lot. I have a
theme, you know?
Yeah. Organised chaos. Yeah.
Saturday night is the Flower Truck launch at the Lansdowne.
Yeah.
Charles and Sarah. Great to have you
Come
both
along.
In. We'll have a listen to New Is the Saddest Word off the record right now, which is a bit of a fist pumper.
It's a pumper.
And this is Flower Truck on Static. Have a good launch Saturday night.
Thanks, Berko.